another Jubal phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello, this is Marissa.
Hey, Marissa, how you doing?
I'm good. Who's this?
Yeah, my name is Tori. My friends call me Torque. You can call me Torque if you want. I'm a really good friend of Tim's who works for you.
Yep.
And I'm calling today to let you know that Tim is actually going to be sick today.
What was your name again? Torque? What did you say?
Yeah, Torque. That's what my friends call
Torque.
Me.
Torque. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you can hear me sniffling or not.
No, I can hear you. Just wanna, so you're calling for Tim.
Yeah, to let you know he's not going to be in today. He's going to take a sick day because, yeah, I got him sick. You hear me? I'm sick, you know? So is he.
Is he okay? Like, he can't come to the phone? He's so sick, or?
He's pretty bad. Yeah, he's pretty bad. And then also he just was like, you got to call my boss and prove it to her, you know?
So Tim had you call me to prove?
Take the shot, you idiot. Take the shot. I'm sorry?
What did you just say?
Oh, I was talking to Tim who's laying here, and I was saying that we should get, like, flu shots or something. We should have got, you know, we'd feel better if we had gotten some sort of shots.
Shots. Because it sounds like you said take a shot, like you would take a shot at a bar.
Oh, no, not. I'm sorry, did you hear me sneeze?
Yeah, I did hear you sneeze. I'm sorry you're not feeling well, but.
Yeah, Tim's, he's sneezing a lot, too, so we're both. Because we're both sick, that's why.
Well, what kind of sickness do you have?
Well, you know, we have that one that's going around.
Oh, yeah, that one that's going around. What is?
Yeah, you've heard of it, obviously. It's a bad one.
No, I haven't heard about it. Just why don't you tell me what it is?
It's the flu.
Oh.
Flu-ish? Flu?
Flu-ish, okay.
The cold.
Oh, so now it's a cold. It's not the flu.
Well, no, it's like a flu, but it feels like a cold. So it's like a flold, I guess. I don't know if that's the right.
A flold. You guys both have flold, huh?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're even able to dial or make a phone call with a full-on flold. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a lot better than Tim right now. He couldn't do it, but yeah, I'm toughing it out.
Cut the bullshit and level with me. What's really going on?
Okay. All right, it's not a flold.
Yeah, no, it's not a flold.
Well, I just mean it's not a flold. It's like strep throats.
Strep throats, plural. That makes sense. Yeah. What the dude? Is he there? Can you put Tim on the phone?
She's totally buying it. Trust me.
Did you just say that she's buying it? Did I just hear you say that?
Well, no. Not that you're buying anything. I was talking about my girlfriend went to go buy us some Dayquil.
Yes. Oh, right. Your girlfriend's buying you Dayquil for your fake sneezing. Because I can fake sneeze too. Maybe she could bring me some Dayquil. Did you hear that? Does that sound like I need some Dayquil?
Well, I'm not fake sneezing, but it sounds like you sneezed. And maybe it's good that he doesn't come in today because that could get everybody sick, you know?
Right. Yeah, good idea. Because, you know, if he came in, it would be horrible.
She's so stupid. She's buying it, dude.
Oh, my God.
We're good.
Dude, I can hear what you're saying. I'm not stupid. I'm not some f***ing idiot. I can tell Tim to get his ass in here. This is ridiculous. Yeah, well, I can sneeze. How's this one? Can you sneeze like this? Does that sound real? Does that sound like a real sneeze to you?
It does. It sounds like you're sick, and it probably sounds like you shouldn't be in the office, if I'm being honest. I don't know you very well, but...
Torque, whatever the f*** your name is... Tim has missed so much work and is coming so late that he's inches from getting fired. And after this, like, forget it. If he doesn't come in today, he's fired. He's out.
Okay, well, maybe I should tell you it's a prank phone call then.
Obviously, Tim isn't sick, and I knew that from the beginning. What kind of bullshit is this?
No, I mean that this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you. Your sister Amy set you up.
Wait, is this like another part? Like, is this another friend of Tim's?
No.
Like, I don't understand.
No, your sister, Amy, listens to the show, and she wanted me to call you and make up a story about Tim not coming into work because she knows it makes you angry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm sure Tim's probably coming in work today or maybe thinking about calling in sick. I don't know, but I don't even know Tim.
Oh, my God. I was so mad.
I bet it felt good to get that stuff off your chest about Tim.
Well, actually, yeah, Yeah, actually, that does feel pretty good.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Climb on board. We'll go slow.